Hello, everyone. I hope everyone is having a blessed day. As a follow-up to my first podcast regarding the last days, I believe the Holy Spirit had placed it in my heart to declare that it is time to wake up because we are closer to Christ's return than ever before, and we need to be prepared for what's to come. But now, I feel impressed by the Holy Spirit to ask a question for all those who are attending churches or just calling ourselves Christians. And the question is, are you sure that you're saved? Because we're closer to Christ's return, I believe it would be wise that we would apply a passage from 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, the New King James Version. Paul used this passage to exhort the church at Corinth. He said, "Examine yourselves as to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless, indeed, you are disqualified." You see, we live in a time of convenient Christianity, where sometimes things are misdefined and people are led to believe that if they pray the so-called sinner's prayer and ask Jesus into their hearts, they can continue to live any way and however they want and still go to heaven. However, if one takes the time to read salvation scriptures in the context of how they were written, they will give us the clarity about salvation that is needed so one can know that they are truly saved. In John, the third chapter, starting with verse number 3, Jesus was meeting with Nicodemus. And Nicodemus acknowledged that he believed that Jesus was the Messiah because of the miracles that he had done and the wisdom that he displayed. Jesus told Nicodemus, "You must be born again." And this is a birth of water, which refers to baptism, and of the Spirit. You see, our natural man, these flesh suits that we wear, cannot inherit the kingdom of God. It's only the Spirit within, that can truly access salvation. But in order to access salvation, we must fulfill the requirements. In Romans 10, verse 9, which is very widely talked about and read, the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Many Christians can quote this passage by heart, but they leave out the 10th verse, which says, "For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Therefore, we can say that if we truly believe, our belief leads us unto righteousness. So, if we're led unto righteousness by truly believing, then we won't continue to live in sin. In Romans, the 6th chapter, Paul asked the question in verses 1 and 2. "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it. He goes on to tell us in that same chapter that when we receive Jesus Christ, we are baptized into his death. As Romans 6, 3 and 4 tells us, or do you not know that as many of us who are baptized were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism unto death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead, so the glory by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. So there's a new life that we step into when we truly receive Christ as Savior of our souls and Lord of our lives. We become a new creation, and we therefore are to follow the example Christ set when he walked the earth. Jesus walked in love and forgiveness, and he requires us to do the same. But we cannot accomplish this in our own strength. In order to walk in this new life, we must be transformed. And we can only be transformed by our minds being renewed. Paul tells us in Romans 12 that we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is considered as our reasonable or justifiable way to serve him. You see, serving him is not always about being an usher or being in the choir or helping in the children's ministry. The first service we are to render unto God is to live our lives in a way that is holy and pleasing in his sight. We can go to church around the clock, and we can be involved in all the areas of ministry our church offers. But our justifiable service to God is living that life which is holy, abstaining from sinful behavior. In order to renew our minds, we have to die to our old ways and take on a new mindset. And Paul revealed this mindset to us in his letter to the church at Philippi in the second chapter. He said, "Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus." Jesus' mindset was to humble himself, even though he knew it would result in pain and suffering for himself, because he esteemed us, God's creation, higher than himself. Knowing that we could not be reconciled to God without his sacrifice. Even though the original apostles walked with Jesus throughout his earthly ministry, he still gave them this instruction. In Acts 1 and 8, he said, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and on all Judea and Samaria and into the end of the earth." We must receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit to be able to bring our human cravings and desires under control and to keep ourselves from operating and living out our flesh. So in conclusion, Jesus tells us in Luke 11, 9 through 13, he assures us that if we ask according to the will of God, we will receive. If we seek, we will find, and if we knock, the door will be opened. And when we ask in faith and in the name of Jesus, he says he will do it. So he closed out by saying that if a father would give his own son good gifts, how much more will our heavenly Father give us the Holy Spirit? So if we have the Holy Spirit, there is proof that proves we have received him. It is called the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These virtues will be visible in our lives if we are truly saved. So we can look for these virtues when we examine ourselves according to the Word of God. If by examination we seem to have fallen short, then we can always, according to 1 John 1 and 9, go back and ask for forgiveness. And we repent by turning away from our sin and beginning to follow Jesus. Because God is not slack concerning his promise, as stated in 2 Peter 3 and 9, his desire is that none should perish, but that all people everywhere would repent and take advantage of the salvation Jesus' sacrifice has provided. Thank you for listening.